New York City. Just the name was magic. As a special treat for her 10th birthday, Samantha Parkington and her grandmother, whom she called Grand Mary, had taken the train from Mount Bedford to New York City. Now they were riding along the busy city streets from Grand Central Station to Uncle Gard and Aunt Cornelia's new house. Samantha leaned forward to peek out the window of the horse-drawn cab. She held onto her hat and twisted her head around, trying to see to the tops of the buildings. Everything in New York was so big. There were so many people hurrying along the sidewalks. In New York, it always seemed as if something exciting was about to happen. "I can't wait to see Agnes and Agatha," Samantha said to Grand Mary. The twins were Cornelia's younger sisters. Now that Uncle Gard and Cornelia were married, Agnes and Agatha were Samantha's newest friends and favorite relatives. "They're so much fun." "They are happy, lively girls," agreed Grand Mary, "though they can get carried away with their ideas." Samantha understood what Grand Mary meant about Agnes and Agatha. Sometimes their ideas were as tangled as their bouncy red curls. "They're always thinking up new ways to do things," Samantha went on.
"Yes," said Grand Mary, "but I'm afraid they don't always think very carefully. Besides, they don't realize that many times the old ways are still the best ways."
Suddenly, the cab jerked to a stop. Grand Mary and Samantha looked out the window. They were stopped at the edge of a big park. The sidewalk was so crowded that people spilled out into the street. Samantha saw some women hanging large banners across the entrance to the park. One banner said, "Women, fight for your right to vote." Another banner said, "Now is the time for change."
"We'll have to go another way, ma'am," the cab driver called down to Grand Mary. "These ladies seem to be blocking traffic all around Madison Square Park."
"Very well," Grand Mary answered, sitting back. She didn't seem to want to look at what was going on. But Samantha pressed her nose against the window of the cab and stared. She was fascinated. "What's happening here?" she asked Grand Mary.
"Well, it appears that a group of women is having a meeting in that park," Grand Mary replied.
"Who are they?" Samantha asked.
"They're suffragists," Grand Mary answered. "They think women should be able to vote, so they gather and make a ruckus about changing the laws."
She sat up very straight.
"It's all just newfangled notions."
The cab turned down a quieter street, and Samantha sat back. She was still very curious about the meeting in the park, but she could tell by the look on Grand Mary's face that she should not ask any more questions about it. They rode in silence until the cab stopped in front of Uncle Gard and Aunt Cornelia's tall, narrow brownstone house. Samantha had just hopped out onto the sidewalk when she heard voices shouting, "Samantha! Samantha!" She looked up. Agnes and Agatha were leaning out of a window high above her, waving wildly. Agnes held up Cornelia's little lively dog, Jip, and waved his paw. Jip barked and wriggled with joy.
"Hello,"
Samantha called. She skipped and waved, already swept away by the twins' high spirits.
"We'll be right down," Agatha yelled.
Then she and Agnes and Jip disappeared from the window.